Will these revolutions be hold like through the transitions in democracy or be overtaken by military or extremists of all kinds? We cannot tell. Same works for the Western sector, where you can see all of these excited young people protesting around the world, occupying this, occupying that. Are they going to become the world wave? Are they going to find their skills, their enthusiasm, and their strategy to find what they really want and push for the reform, or they will just stay complaining about the endless list of the things they hate? This is the difference between two towns. Now, what the statistics has? My friend's book, Maria Stephan's book, talks a lot about the violent and nonviolent struggle, and there are some shocking data. If you look at the last 35 years and different social transitions from dictatorship to democracy, you will see that out of 67 different cases, in 50 of these cases, it was nonviolent struggle which was the key power. This is one more reason to look at this phenomenon. This is one more reason to look at the Generation Epsilon. Enough for me to give them credits and hope that they will find their skills and their courage to use the nonviolent struggle and thus fix at least the part of the mess our generation is making in this world. Thank you.